smile is a powerful thing, especially when it's protected by the nation's largest network of dentists, Delta Dental. Not only is a healthy smile a good indicator of your overall health, it also comes in handy when you're stealing the fries off your friend's plate, even though you didn't want fries. But here you are, smiling that healthy smile of yours, taking one after another. Schedule a checkup today and unleash your smile power with the affordable insurance plans from Delta Dental of Arkansas.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill. I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon, cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PLUS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PLUS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PLUS.
This is the Southern Breeze Real Estate Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, 20-7, our halftime score. It is Little Rock Parkview with the lead over the Bombers. We'll check stats a little bit later in halftime. First, though, we are joined by Mountain Home Boys head basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And, boy, we are just about ready to get things kicked off, aren't we, Josh?
Hey, I tell you, I am fired up and ready, and I know we've got a big football game tonight with senior night. We've got playoffs coming. But, you know, for us basketball coaches, when it hits November, it means basketball for us. So, yes, we're ready. And, you know, we're having our tip-off tomorrow. We've got a lot of our alumni coming into town. I've had a lot of former players have reached out the last couple of weeks. And that thing starts tomorrow. Our girls' alumni game starts at 4, and the boys' game will be right after that. And in between each quarter, we're going to be introducing our future teams, our current teams, our 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. Uh-huh. And then, obviously, our high school teams will be playing against the alumni. So we're looking forward to that. Bomber tip-off tomorrow night if you don't have anything going on. It feels a lot better in the gym than it does out here in these stands.
It does, doesn't it?
You're right.
So do you bring extra trainers in for all the pulled muscles everything for all the old players?
Listen, we need older players. all the guys that have been reaching out to me, you know, when you start talking about some of the giants we've had in the past, you know, our kids don't look like that anymore. And when Big David Waymire texts me and tell me he's coming, I said, David, you need to only shoot threes now. I didn't let you do it in high school, so, you know, but I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be a great night, and we look forward to, you know, kind of honor all of our past alumni and play against our current teams, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So what's ahead after that?
Well, next week, we've got a big junior high, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade boys versus Harrison.
Ah.
So we're right out the gate. We're going to be playing the Harrison Goblins. And, you know, it's going to be a really good game. We expect great things out of all three of those teams. Our girls are on the road at Harrison. And then next Saturday, we are doing our benefit game at Batesville, our high school girls and high school boys. And then the following week, we've got Springdale Harbor, so it starts our non-conference game. So it's here, Brad. You know, we also, next week, we've got a JV game. We're taking our JV team. We're going to play the Christian school here in town, and we're going to play them on Tuesday, and hopefully we'll get done early enough to go over there and watch our junior boys play the Harrison Goblins.
So you got that, and let's talk about tournaments. So what tournament-wise, what do you have this year?
Well, we are in December. We are going to the Battle at the Border in Branson. We went there last year, so it's a three-game guaranteed classic. We'll be playing there's two Arkansas teams. It's us and Lake Hamilton, and we're talking about Lake Hamilton, probably a top 5-10 overall team in the state. They're probably in the top two or three in the conversation for winning our classification. And then you've got Branson, and
Was it Mount Vernon? Was going to be there, or Bolivar?
Bolivar was there a couple years ago.
It is Mount
and
Vernon.
Mount Vernon. Yeah, Mount Vernon took Bolivar, took their spot. And then the following week we go to Cabot. We're in a classic over there. And again, there's the three other teams that we'll play are Pulaski Academy, Cabot, and Nettleton. So we'll get three games there. And then, of course, our big tournament, the Ultimate Auto Group Tournament, December 28th through the 30th. We've got seven teams from all over the state. Well, I guess we have 14 teams, you know, boys and girls from all over the state, from all the way from Junction City, which is on the Arkansas-Louisiana border, to girls team coming out of Tennessee. You're going to see some great basketball action for 3 days, December 28th through the 30th. We look forward to hosting that and having our kids at home. And it takes a lot of work, but it's worth it, you know, letting your kids be home for the holidays and sleep in their own bed. So,
you bet.
But it's here. It's here, and we're excited. And you know, we've got some important guys over there in football, and we hope that we don't get them for a long time. We hope they make a run there, and whoever they play, whether it be Marion or Sylvan Hills, go and win and get deep in those playoffs. And when they're all done, then we'll be ready for them.
You bet.
And we'll get better when they do come over.
Now, you talked about the tournaments coming up. Other non-conference teams, who else are you playing?
Okay, non-conference, you know, I mentioned earlier we've got Harbor. We're also playing Rogers. We're playing, you know, the Harrison Goblins, as Coach Crow calls them, the Belfont Goblins, and the Imperigold.
Okay.
So we've got a really good non-conference. We've got a really good tournament schedule, a lot of, you know, preseason. Then we're all there in January. We'll start in our West, and we'll, you know, there's going to be some really good teams. I expect, you know, Russellville in the West, they're probably going to be one of the best teams in the state. Again, I think Valonia. Those are two teams that could be, you know, top four, top six in the state. So, you know, they're probably the top two teams that we've got to beat. And then there's some really good teams, Siloam. You know, a lot of teams are bringing back a lot of talent, a lot of returning players. We graduated a lot from last year, but we've got a young group. We got a couple of returning players. You know, I could see us being one of them teams that's just going to keep getting better and better. Once they develop, we're anytime you lean on as many sophomores as we are,
right?
And they're mixing in with some of our juniors and seniors. It's just going to take a little bit for that to gel and develop. But man, what a great group of young men we've got that's working in the gym. They're hard workers. Everything we ask them to do, you know, they're going to be getting up early tomorrow, working a fundraiser for us, and you know, just they're such, they got such big hearts and big servants of our community, and we're proud that they wear Bomber basketball uniforms for us.
Well, it is that time. Good
it
to
is.
See you,
hey,
Josh.
It's November, Brad. Hey, and I appreciate all you do, and Matt back at the studio. We appreciate everything KTLO does to support our athletes and our teams. Thank you very much.
Good to
Brad.
See you.
Go
all
Bombers.
Right. There you go, Josh Filcher, Bombers head coach. We'll take a break. Matt will check scores for us around the state coming up in just a moment. It's halftime, 20-7, Little Rock Parkview with the lead over Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football and Classic Hits 101.7.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
Bungles Brick Oven and Brews is your local Chicago-style pizza place. But we don't just have pizza. We have pasta, burgers, steaks, and more. Oh, and I can't forget about our salad bar. It's the biggest in the area.
That's what she said.
Whether you're wanting to stop in for our weekend brunch, weekly lunch specials for $10.99, dinner with friends and family, or just some appetizers and drinks, we will take care of you at Bungles.
Bungles Brick Oven and Brews, open 7 days a week at 1406 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit American Safeguard Insurance of Mountain Home on the corner of Highway 62 and Cardinal. Insurance made simple.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
And it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon, cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PLUS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PLUS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PLUS.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And we welcome you back into the Southern Breeze Real Estate Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Right now at the break, Mountain Home is trailing Little Rock Parkview 20-7. The Patriots came into this game ranked 5th in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. More on that game in a little bit, but first off, let's take a look at what else is going on in the 6A West first off. Russellville and playing at Salem Springs this evening. And last score we had was from the first quarter. The Panthers are actually beating the Cyclones 7-0. That's a little bit of a surprise there. Benton, who is currently ranked 7th in the state overall, number 1 in Class 6A, up on Van Buren 21-14 in the second quarter. And this is a big surprise. Lake Hamilton, who is ranked 9th in the state, 2nd in Class 6A, is getting shut out by Greenwood 28-0 in the second quarter. On the local level, Yellville Summit playing at home tonight against Mountainburg. This is a big matchup for the Panthers and the Dragons, as this is for seeding at halftime. Mountainburg is up on Yellville Summit 6-0. Also, Salem is in Searcy taking on the third-ranked team in Class 3A, Harding Academy. And I believe the Wildcats are up right now, 14-0 in the second quarter. Have not seen an update on the score between Melbourne and Mountain View. Also this evening, Harrison is at home tonight against Pea Ridge. And last score we've got from in that game is at halftime, the Goblins up on Pea Ridge by a score of 28-0. Also this evening, tonight is the district semifinals up in Missouri. West Plains is just having their way tonight with Logan Rogersville, 42-0 in the second quarter. Forsyth trailing Mountain View Liberty 22-14 at halftime, and Ava up on Stratford 14-0 in the second quarter. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Bryant, who is number 1 overall and in Class 7A, is losing to Conway 20-9 in the second quarter. The Wampus Cats rank 2nd overall and in Class 7A. Fayetteville, who is number 3 overall and in Class 7A, up on Harbor 35-0 in the second quarter. North Little Rock, who is ranked 4th in the state overall and in Class 7A. Leading number 8 Cabot 7-6. That was the last score we had from the first quarter. Number 6 Bentonville, who is also number 5 in Class 7A, leading Bentonville West 35-14 over in Centerton. And two finals from last night, number 5 Pulaski Academy, who is also number 1 in Class 5A, defeated Jacksonville 63-14, and number 10 Jonesboro, who is also ranked 3rd in Class 6A, lost to Marion last night 50-43. We've already gone through all the Class 7A top 5 games, and the Class 6A top 5, one final from last night, as number 4 El Dorado beat West Memphis 63-24. In the Class 5A top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 2 of Valonia playing at 3rd-ranked Greenbrier this evening. And in the second quarter, it is the Panthers leading the Eagles 21-7. Also, number four, Whitehall, is at BB this evening. And we have not seen an update on that game as of yet. And number five, Camden Fairview, is idle this week. In the Class 4A Top 5, two final scores from last night. Number three, Joe T. Robinson, beat Harmony Grove Haskell 63-14. And number five, Crossett, lost to Star City 29-27. Second-ranked Warren was supposed to play last night, but West Helena ended up forfeiting. Number one, Shiloh Christian, is playing at home this evening against Huntsville. And it is All Saints right now. They're up on the Eagles 49-7 in the second quarter. And number four, Stuttgart, is leading Central Arkansas Christian 42-14 in the second quarter. In the Class 3A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number one, Prescott, is leading Glen Rose 28-0 in the second quarter. Second-ranked McGee is playing at Smackover tonight, and it is McGee up on the Buckaroos 24-0 at the break. Fourth-ranked Boonville is at Perryville, and it is all Boonville as they're up 50-0 in the second quarter. And number five, Charleston, is playing at home tonight against LaVaca, and we have not seen an update on that one as of yet. In the Class 2A Top 5, two finals from last night. It was number one, McCrory, over Earl, 42-8. And third-ranked Desark was shut out by Clarendon 47-0. I still can't believe that what happened last night. In the also tonight, number two, Bigelow, is up on Conway Christian 28-6 in the second quarter. Fourth-ranked Fordyce is leading Bearden 35-0. That was the last score he had from the first quarter. And number five, Hazen, is idle this week. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment. Our score at halftime at Mountain Home, trailing Little Rock Parkview 20-7. You're listening to the Southern Breeze Real Estate Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Arkansas State Parks are your passport to all kinds of adventures, and camping is just the beginning. Our parks can take you hiking, kayaking, mountain biking, fishing, and some of them can even take you back in time. Our 52 state parks offer fun, adventure, history, and so much more. So pick up your passport at any state park visitor center. Visit ArkansasStateParks.com and see where we can take you next.
We continue with the Southern Breeze Real Estate Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, it's 20-7, our halftime score. Quickly, let's check the first half stats, courtesy of Sonny Elliott at the Baxter Bulletin. Parkview with 214 yards. Mountain Home with 163, so pretty even there. The Bombers with 104 rushing yards, 84 of those coming from Gage Lindsay on 22 carries. They get 59 through the air on 5 of 6 passing in that first half by Brady Barnett. Parkview 58 on the ground, 156 through the air. Big first half for Jalen White, as he's 6-7, 156, and 3 touchdowns. Second half coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Southern Breeze Real Estate Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.